This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Philip on this rather lovely Tuesday morning, the 12th of April. We're turning our attention to France now, though, because France held its first round of the French presidential election on Sunday, with incumbent President Emmanuel Macron and his far-right rival Marine Le Pen emerging as the top two candidates who will go through to the runoff. So Macron managed to get about 28% of the vote ahead of Le Pen's 23%, while another far left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon gained 22%.
Now, the two candidates will battle it out for a second round of voting, which is scheduled to happen in 2 weeks from now, which is on April 24th. Macron is, of course, seeking to be the first French president to win a second term in 20 years. Despite a mood of pessimism and disillusionment with politics in France, he entered the race late, only managing to run one rally as he was occupied with the war in Ukraine. Pollsters are predicting a very tight runoff with 51% for Macron and 49% for Le Pen. The gap is so tight that victory either way is within the margin of error.
So for some insights into the elections and what could come next, we have with us Professor Peter McPhee, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of Melbourne. Peter, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us today. Now, the results of this first round may be a relief for Emmanuel Macron as he maintains the lead, but a lot can change in 2 weeks. Do you expect him to maintain his lead in the polls over the next 14 days?
I expect him to, but it's going to require a lot of hard work from him. He's going to spend the next 2 weeks campaigning vigorously in a way that he didn't before the first round on Sunday. He's going to have to do that now. He's going to need to appeal to many of the people who didn't vote for him or who didn't vote at all. And I think he's in particular going to be laying a great deal of stress on the risk that Marine Le Pen represents. He's going to be running a campaign which really emphasises the negatives about her. And that's going to be difficult for him because there are obviously many people who feel negative about him as well.
I mean, that's the issue, isn't it? Because, you know, he paints himself as an internationalist. He pushes, you know, and pushes a global agenda. But the frustration is that he's not tackling domestic issues, isn't it? So you want to basically paint a negative picture on Marine Le Pen, but he hasn't done much, isn't it, for the domestic agenda. Would that be fair?
That's right. He has made it possible for people to paint him as, in some sense, the president for the rich, that he has been seen to undermine what French people value very highly, which is called the French social model, which is a very expensive but very far-reaching social welfare model. And Macron, in his attempts to reform that to make it more affordable, has been seen to be favouring the wealthier sections of French society. On the other hand, Marine Le Pen has been able to point to the rising costs of living, as everywhere in the world. The current war in Ukraine has led to an increase in petrol prices, for example, very significant in France over the last month or two. And she's running very hard on the idea that she alone really cares for ordinary French people and their day-to-day battles with the cost of living.
I'm really curious, though, what does this tightly contested polls between Macron and then the far-right Le Pen say about France and its citizens? Is it a very divided society?
The most significant thing that emerged from the poll at the weekend is just how fractured, how divided France is politically. For many years, for decades, the two biggest parties in France have been the old Gaullist Party and the Socialist Party. They've really been the two pillars of French politics for many years. Their candidates at the weekend received, on the one hand, less than 5% for the old Gaullist Party and less than 2% for the old Socialist Party that used to have the presidency under President Hollande. The mayor of Paris, who stood for the Socialist Party, received less than 2%. Instead, we have a sort of tripartite division in France where Macron is positioned very much in the centre or centre-right, but he's confronted with both a very popular far-right candidate and a very popular far-left candidate. So Macron's great challenge right now is that he is sitting in the middle of a very divided country, and he's somehow got to convince people on the left in particular who voted for a hard left candidate that they really should go to the polls and vote for him. He's got to convince another 25% of the population who didn't vote at all that it's worthwhile voting this time around. So France certainly, as you suggest, has really emerged as a society where the vast majority of people are not happy, but the reasons they're not happy vary from group to group.
Peter, what can you tell us about voter turnout and how this is expected? How will this shape the election? Because as you just said, Macron needs to get 25% of people who didn't go out to vote in the first round to come out to vote in the second round. How, I guess, what are the predictions in terms of whether people will be moved to come out and vote for one side or the other?
Well, what he's counting on is that if he's able to paint Le Pen as a real danger, not only to France, but to Europe and the wider world, he's hopeful that a lot of the people who didn't bother to vote at the weekend will think that it's worthwhile doing so. Now, in the past, presidential elections have normally attracted 80 to 85% of voters to the polls. As I say, at the weekend, it was only 75%. Macron will be hoping that a lot more people turn out in 2 weeks' time, and that they've listened to his message about the instability that a vote for Le Pen would usher in.
But, you know, that's a classic Beaver voter, isn't it? They basically come to build a dam against Le Pen. Is that really going to resonate this time round? Because also Marine Le Pen, she's also tried to take a bit more of a move away from that far-right agenda, isn't it? She's becoming a bit more centrist, is that fair?
That's right. So 5 years ago, when Macron defeated her by a margin of 66-34, she was much more divisive because, for example, she was saying that she wanted to organise a Frexit, that's to say a French version of Brexit from Europe. And overwhelmingly, French people want to stay within Europe. They may feel resentful that it costs so much to be a member, but they certainly don't want to leave. Le Pen has gone to great lengths to distance herself from the legacy of her father, who was quite openly a sympathiser with Vichy, with neo-fascism. She changed the name of her party. She's saying she no longer wants to leave Europe. She simply wants to reorganise it somehow. She's even playing very much the card of her being much more in tune with ordinary French people than Macron, for example, by letting slip the other day that she is now running an animal shelter for cats, and she herself has six cats. She's really a very nice person. So she's playing the card very hard of being really in touch with ordinary French people, softening the image that she had many years ago. And that is Macron's big problem.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Peter. Who do you think will end up winning, though? Is it too tight to call?
I think that Macron will win by a margin of 52-48, because I think when it comes to the crunch, Le Pen's criticism of NATO, her personal links with President Putin of Russia, the fact that she has a personal loan of 11 million euros with a Russian bank, her hostility to the European Union and so on, I think they're all things that Macron will be able to trade on in convincing people to give him another period in office.
Peter, thanks very much for speaking to us. We'll check back with you in 2 weeks to see how everything has played out. That was Professor Peter McPhee, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of Melbourne, talking to us about what to expect in the second round of the French presidential elections scheduled on 24th of April.
I mean, we talk about the Macron-Le Pen rematch here. I think what is more interesting is that mainstream parties in France have really lost so much steam.
What mainstream parties? When you get such pathetic outcomes. Exactly. Are you mainstream anymore?
Exactly. They're no longer mainstream. What was perceived to be mainstream, like the Socialist Party and the Gaullist Party, you know, 7% cumulative vote. They are no longer mainstream. What has become mainstream now is your far right and far left tendencies. And that's why what is different from this election is that Mélenchon, who is the far left candidate, is now won 21% and nearly gave Le Pen a run for her money.
That's right.
I think that what struck me very much with this election.
I'm also, I mean, it's curious how the far right has kind of risen in politics across Europe.
And not only in Europe, right? I mean, in the US, you get a sense of that.
Very true. I think, but I guess because we're looking at Europe and looking at all the different elections and how the right wing really has come up. In Hungary, for example, it's just a wave that's going on at the moment. Yeah. So we will definitely be following these developments. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.